Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Linder, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trent Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Dave Matter at 10:30. Martin Kilcoyne at 11. Plowsy's in the studio, so is Brian Hoffman. How about a New Year's resolution? Anything for any of you guys?
Oh, God.
Or something maybe you thought about, maybe you haven't put into action yet?
I don't really do it as much, these resolutions, but maybe the University of Illinois basketball can give me a Big Ten win this year.
So you're giving, giving resolutions
asking,
to other people.
Just asking for one.
Brutal loss the other night.
It's the worst in my tenure as a University of Illinois basketball fan. Most embarrassing loss for sure. Florida Atlantic at home. That used to be a place where you never lose. I mean, it's gotten to where it's not as bad as the Kim Anderson era was in Missouri, and people aren't transferring out of the program,
yeah.
But it seems like there's a huge coaching issue. Love Underwood, but man, that was one of the most embarrassing losses I've seen.
All right, he immediately goes negative here.
You know, I should spend less time on social media. I was in San Diego the last few days, and I spent very little time looking at Twitter and Facebook, and it was nice. So I should just spend, and since I can't spend full time in San Diego, I should spend less time on Twitter.
Wow.
Maybe that should be a resolution for me.
I like that.
Yeah,
because if you do that, it's probably less negativity in
your
life.
Yes, that's my assumption, that if that would keep me away from some negativity and keep me less distracted from other things.
Yeah. One of mine, and I got a bunch, I'm not going to give a whole lot of, I'm not going to give
Eat
all
more.
Of them out. But one of them is to say one, like, really encouraging either phone call, text, or email, or just a thought to somebody in person.
Aw.
So, like, I'm thinking there's going to be a day that I've completely forgotten about it. It's like about 10:45. I'm going to tell our television producer in a real insincere way, boy, you know, you really do a great job. Yeah. But exactly.
It's going to be like 11:55 and Frank's going to wake up in a panic.
Oh, my gosh.
Monique,
you're so
when you got me that glass of water, that was really nice of you.
Yeah.
That was nice and cold.
I want to keep this streak alive. All right. Our opening monologue is brought to you by the great people at Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. I would venture to say there can't be a college football team in the land who suffered more devastating losses than Mizzou this season. There was that last-second moment loss against South Carolina.
Parker White from 33 yards, and the Gamecocks take the lead.
And, of course, there was that Kentucky game, last play of the freaking game.
Last play of the game, Wilson, end zone. Flag thrown with no time left. It was Ahmad Wagner that makes the catch.
Pass interference defense, number two.
For the win. Wilson will throw. End zone. Touchdown. C.J. Conrad.
Oh. And Monday, a chance to finish in style, and it ends like this.
Roundtree in the backfield. It will be Drew Locke. Tripped up. Did he get there? No.
Boy, he got a favorable spot, but he is short by about a yard. And Oklahoma State takes over, and they could kill the clock.
Two tight end set we put to that side, just normal zone play. I had the option to pull it or give it, whichever one I wanted. Felt the guy that I knew was going to be on me take one or two steps over the top, and you know, I pulled it. I went for the corner. To go get the first, and
you go through your progression and your read on the play design. And as Drew did, the read led to him pulling the ball. And, you know, it's a game of inches. We all have talked about that and know it. And I wouldn't want the ball in anybody else's hands besides number three for the Mizzou Tigers.
Lap two. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Let me count the ways for the loss. A secondary that was torched. And part of it because there was no pass rush. How do you not have a defensive end in the program who can rush the quarterback for 2 years? And I give Howard Richards, you know, credit for this right off the bat. He was saying this maybe in the summer. Boy, I don't know if they have a defensive end that can get to the quarterback. Well, they didn't for the second consecutive year. Special teams. Think about this. You make a simple field goal. If you make that extra point, you make those. All you need is a field goal at the end of the game. Special teams, not great. Play calling. Now, let me just ask all of you this. If you have a running back who has rushed for 204 yards in Larry Rountree, and you have a quarterback who was throwing the ball incredibly well, Locke, 23 for 38, 373, and three touchdowns, and it should have been five touchdowns. One touchdown was dropped in the first quarter, and another touchdown was called back on a penalty. I haven't seen many Mizzou quarterbacks throw the ball better than Drew Locke did on Monday in Memphis. He made money on Monday in Memphis, I promise you that. So you have this unstoppable running back. Give him the ball. Or you have this quarterback in a groove throwing the ball. Let him throw the ball. You don't have the quarterback run the ball. I know he had options, as he mentioned. He shouldn't have had options. The calls leading up to the moment were not great either. I'll tell you what, folks. With the success they've had running the football, especially when they're spread, but if you line up everybody all bunched up, you know they're going to run it, and that's what they did on the third down. I would have spread it and run Rountree up the middle both times. Or if you don't do that, then you have Locke just throw it. Oh, that was brutal. That was just brutal. Lap three. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Well, I guess 8-5 is better than 7-6. I guess landing really good players in St. Louis for the first time in 3 years is good. I guess having a proven winner and a very coveted grad transfer like Kelly Bryant is quite good. I guess looking ahead at that schedule with a chance to actually being 8-0, now granted, not a big chance, but there's a small chance they could be 8-0 heading into the Georgia game next year. But I got to tell you something. I don't feel like a whole lot of progress, you know? I don't feel real good. 8-5 after that loss and no bowl victories in 2 years and losing to a 500 team in the bowl game. It's tough to mention the word progress now, isn't it? It really is. Look, I'll be honest with all of you. I want Mizzou to win. I like Barry Odom. He has to evolve, like all coaches in the first 3 years of their careers as head coaches do. Maybe make some moves on that coaching staff. You know, don't be afraid to ruffle some feathers there. But, you know, it's our state school filled with many of our St. Louis kids. But you have to be realistic. What we've seen are baby steps. Baby steps. The future could be good. It's just too painful to think about the future right now. That was as painful as Kentucky. As painful as South Carolina, I believe. What were they thinking? You know, I like a lot of the things about the program. You know what ticks people off who want to become Mizzou fans? Are Mizzou fans. You know that? Like, I think I just tweeted something real harmless, like, right after the game. It said, I think it was like, that was painful. That's what I wrote. And then, some Mizzou fan texted me, goes, well, we know you hate the Tigers anyway. Yeah, I hate the Tigers. Yeah. I don't root for Barry Odom. We're not the only radio station that has him on every week for the last 3 years. No. I'm a real Mizzou basher. I don't want our St. Louis kids to go to Mizzou. Yeah. It's those Mizzou fans that make you not want to be fans of the program. The nutcases, you know. But I guess every college has that. So, all right, lap four. Let's move to the Blues. If anybody has anything provocative to say about this team, I'd love to hear it. I really would. The other night versus the equally mediocre New York Rangers, they outshot them 38-23. And then Tom Timmerman had this stat, 79 shot attempts to the Rangers 34 for the game. Can you imagine 79-34 and you lose a game? Here's another thought. You hear about these names being discussed as possible trades, impossible trades. Now, how could anybody object to anybody being traded now? I mean, I hear these hockey peers say, oh, you can't trade him. You have the fewest points in the Western Conference. In fact, you don't have more points than any team in the league. Oh, let's just stay the course. It'll all work out. No, it doesn't look that way. You can trade anybody. Anybody. Oh, you can't trade him. He's an elite goal scorer. Yeah, he's really an elite goal scorer. Oh, you can't trade the captain. Oh, yeah, please. I guess the only hope is they are now healthy, basically. Fabry and Pietrangelo are back. See if he can go on a run. And Jake Allen is just fine. It's not his fault. But the odds are against it. They really are. All right, left five. Okay, so I'm here to say UCLA should think long and hard about hiring Rick Pitino. Hear me out. UCLA basketball, not so special anymore. Lame Pac-12 TV package. No charter flights. 7-6 record. Half-empty arenas. How many choices in L.A. are more appealing than UCLA basketball nowadays? Dodgers, Rams, Lakers, USC football, maybe UCLA football, maybe the Kings, maybe MLS soccer. See the attendance at these UCLA games? And as somebody phrased it, you have a Hall of Fame coach with nothing to do and everything to prove. He's coaching in Greece now, and it wouldn't happen for this year. Murray Bartow is the interim coach, who had a nice run at UAB after his father, and then East Tennessee State. He's a fine coach, but I don't think he's UCLA material long term. I don't think a great coach at a mega power is going to leave to take the UCLA job the way it stands now. I do think that if Pitino took it, they'd be in the Final Four shortly. So what could you do here? What do you think? What coach besides Pitino has taken three schools to the Final Four? Answer, no one. What coach has won national championships at two different schools besides Pitino? Answer, no one. Now, I know he has more baggage than Southwest Airlines. We know all of his transgressions. And I know UCLA will try their best to get a great coach with a great resume. And they should do that first. Somebody without the baggage. But I don't think these coaches at great programs who've had great runs want that job. I mean, Steve Alford was coming from New Mexico. But if they all say no, you know, you try to go out and get the best because you are UCLA and you had that 10 national championship run in 12 years. But if they all say no, he's a better option than, say, the coach at San Diego State who may win a game in the NCAA tourney this year. I think people would come to watch, and I know eventually he'd win. It's a long shot because of all the baggage, and I guess he's even got to get cleared by the NCAA. Who knows? FBI, he's got so many problems. But boy, if I'm UCLA and my program's in dire straits like it is, I think it'd be very intriguing. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. I really have not been into the bowl games, really. I thought Tom Holley had a great statement the other day. It's the only sport where the postseason matters less than the regular season, except, you know, the couple of games in the semifinals and national championship. I watched Michigan because of Harbaugh. That was disappointing. in and out of the SEC-related games. That Georgia loss last night was ugly. I don't know. Just they didn't turn me on. I watched Alabama. Can't wait till Monday night. Can Trevor Lawrence's right arm take down the champs? That will be fun. But, yeah, I can't sit there and watch these. I've been watching Ray Donovan instead. So I had this New Year's resolution that if I'm going to watch something that's kind of seedy like Ray Donovan, that I have to listen to a sermon like with Charles Stanley or Rick Warren. It's getting difficult because Ray Donovan is so freaking good. Food-wise, wild boar pasta from Napoli 2 was the highlight of the vacation. And, of course, the steak at the charcoal house was really good. The book to read, and I think we have him booked for it tomorrow, Bob Glauber's book. It's on Parcells, Gibbs, and Walsh. And some of these stories are just unbelievable. There's a story where Walsh, who was actually tried to recruit John Elway to Stanford, so he knew Elway a little bit, that he was looking to acquire Elway, and the Colts, he wanted to keep him from the Raiders getting him. So the Colts said, the only person we will trade, well, the reason we'll think about this with you is if you give us Joe Montana. And Walsh said, I would never trade Joe because of what he's done for me in my life. There's some unbelievable stories in this book. Can't wait to talk to Bob tomorrow. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. The pain of the program for Mizzou. Do you believe there is progress? The Blues, any progress there at all? Patino and UCLA, make any sense? Best thing you dined on during the holidays. Before we go to break, quick word about Maryville University. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. They do an unbelievable job. And, of course, the Bomberito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, go to the best. Go to the Bomberito Automotive family. I'm going to text John later on today and find out how many cars they sold in 2018. They sold the most cars in the state of Missouri for the last 10 years. Go to bomberito.com for more information. When we come back, a visit with Dave Matter.